Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. We check in with Lawrence County today, taking a look at their progress through the state ag development effort funded by the tobacco settlement. Local extension agent Julia Rollins says in their county, the Farm Bureau serves as administrator with efforts to improve several areas of infrastructure. Like many counties, she says, with beef already established, CAPE, the County Ag Investment Program cost share there, has gone a long way.
The CAPE program has definitely improved livestock in our area and our county. The genetics have dramatically improved, especially over the past 7 years that I've been involved with it, working in extension. Not only the genetics, but handling facilities.
These investments in things like genetics and equipment that allow farmers, even small operators, to improve their herd's health, quality, and performance will pay dividends well into the future.
Part of the ag development money has paid for programs like the Master Cattleman Program and now even the Applied Master Cattleman Program. I think we have made leaps and bounds as far as taking good care of the calves and making sure that we manage them a little better than maybe we had in the past. It's even led to some special sales, like the CPH 45 sale that we have in Kentucky that allows folks to get a premium.
Rollins says CAPE investments, successful ones, have also been made in some less traditional ag ventures. We'll be right back.
Farm Credit, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm calling about a home loan. I'd really love to raise my family in a place where we can be
a real part of the community.
Right. A place with some acres, on a hill.
With a wraparound porch.
And a big old tree in the back.
With a treehouse in it.
Oh, my kids would love that. Can I get a loan for that, too?
At Farm Credit, we offer financial solutions designed to help rural residents achieve their goals. To find the financing that's right for you, visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
Agritourism, getting city folks back to the farm, says Lawrence County Extension Agent Julia Rollins, has opened some very beneficial doors.
Savage Farms, Forgotten Time Farms, Kentucky Roots. Those farms are all agritourism ventures. They have worked together along with some additional farms in that area of our county, and we now have a one-day tour. And this past year, we accounted for a little over $20,000 being spent on these farms and with organizations that participated in our tour in one day. That's from 8 to 5, and that was pretty impressive. There's a real demand for that, and it's nice to know that these funds can be used to help generate some of that income on the farm.
That's outside money coming in to their ag economy.
It's absolutely amazing how many folks from surrounding counties, you know, we have Ashland, Paintsville, Huntington, West Virginia, they're all pretty close, and goodness gracious, we had a pretty big draw on that tour. We accounted for about 600 people.
Expanding ag income through agritourism. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.